Gunnery Sergeant Tomiko Reiser, Perseus Union Marine Corps, nudged her fellow gunny, Reverend Pelletier, with her elbow. What? Tomiko pointed up and Rev lifted his head. A lone SEAL was hovering about 1,000 meters over the ceremony. What's it doing here? Rev asked as a frown took over his face. He knew that the SEAL were allies in the fight against the Noxley, and down in the front row were representatives of other allied races. No centaurs, though. But he didn't trust the floating aliens. Bad things seemed to happen when they were around. Better yet, how did it get here? Tomiko asked. Probably the clickers. They keep their noses so far up the singers' butts they can't tell if it's day or night. Tomiko cut off a chuckle as a civilian in front turned around to stare at them with a disapproving air. A, do the clickers even have noses? And B, do the singers have asses? She whispered. The UI, the clickers, didn't have anything that could be called a nose, and the SEAL, the singers, were more like a floating Portuguese man-o-war than anything else and didn't have a butt as a bipedal being would have. Figuratively speaking, Miko, you know that's going to give any angel shits who see it an orgasm. The civilian turned around again and shushed them. Tomiko mimed locking her lips with a key and putting the key in her pocket. Tomiko had a point with that. The children of angels thought the SEAL were going to raise humanity to the next level, whatever that is. They'd probably take its appearance as a sign it was time. He gave the SEAL one last look before shifting back down to the ceremony. They'd sat through 50 minutes of speeches, as everyone from the C of H underdirector of some minor government department to the mayor of Anastasia said what an honor the memorial was, how they'd fought for it, and blah, blah, blah. Rev didn't mean to be dismissive. He'd come to the memorial 3 weeks ago before it was officially opened, and it had been an emotionally charged experience. Looking down at the expanse of the structure, it was still moving. But he cast a cynical eye toward the politicians who were making it more about them and what they'd done to get the monument built rather than about the fallen whose names were engraved there. At least the speeches were over, and it was time for the actual dedication. A huge gold ribbon was wrapped around the entire monument. You haven't heard who's cutting it? Tomiko asked him. Still no. Nobody's come around to tell me during the 10 minutes since you last asked me. Ha effing ha. I thought maybe Punch, who knows no more than Pikachu. But... Punch, anything? I would have told you, but no. This is being kept tighter than a one-alpha message, his AI battle buddy said. There was a collective shift in the several thousand spectators. News drones spun in unison to focus on the far left side of the monument, where a middle-aged woman, her arm intertwined with that of a Navy petty officer in her dress whites, was slowly advancing along the front of the memorial. Who is she? Tomiko asked. I don't have her in my databanks, Punch said, not waiting for Rev to ask him. As a personal AI, Punch was not authorized to use facial recognition capabilities, nor did he have access to the government's databanks of all citizens. He could only match from public media. So the woman wasn't someone in the public eye. That was about to change. While the memorial might not be a big deal off the planet, despite the presence of alien representatives, here it was pretty big. And if the woman was going to cut the ribbon, she was about to become a local celebrity of sorts. The two women solemnly approached the VIP stand where the Safe Harbor governor was waiting. The sailor helped the older woman up onto the platform, then came to a position of attention behind it, while she and the petty officer stood side by side and faced the spectators. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to our guest of honor, Ms. Formia Cadogan, the announcer said. Ms. Cadogan is a native and lifelong resident of Anastasia. She was married to Uriah Khan and raised 6 children. Was married? Rev had a bad feeling about what was coming next. Senior Chief Petty Officer Khan Cadogan was killed in action when his ship, the PUNS Marlin, was destroyed during the Centaur War. Of her 6 children, 5 were also killed in the line of duty, with only 1, Second Class Petty Officer Bromlin Khan, surviving.